The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
So Ariel gave you morning and evening, and I'm Shia.
That makes me Ariel. Welcome to Being Here.
And yeah?
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm listening.
Are you?
I really am listening.
Yes, it's a good thing. Because if you're not listening, you're likely feeling upset. And today's show is about feeling well in an upset world.
And it is an upset world for the most part.
There is so much going on this earth. It has so much magnitude. And really, there is nothing we can do on a magnificent scale, as in to, in this moment, curtail bombing someplace in the world.
Curtail global warming someplace, like in the Antarctic or Arctic.
So today we're going to be looking at ourselves, how to impact ourselves as a little microcosm of possibility.
How to not have to get upset when there are all kinds of circumstances that beg you to get upset, that are sirens calling you to the depths of upset.
Now, I know that a lot of our listeners, we have friends recently, have had a lot of health issues with family members. That is something that can be a siren call to getting upset. And for certain in the United States, we're in the midst or toward the very, very end, the last week of the election cycle. And there, depending on who you're for, if you're for anyone, the entire election cycle has been an invitation to get upset. If your prospective candidate is up in the polls or down in the polls, or anything negative comes out about somebody you want, or perhaps there's nobody you want who's on the ticket right now, there is a pull to be upset.
The question is, what purpose will getting upset serve you? But let's talk about listening.
I like it.
Because, see, if you get lost in thinking, you won't be listening. So I don't want to send you off into your thoughts about the world situations.
In fact, we purposefully just did. And now we are purposefully bringing you back
to real time as an example of it can be done.
And it can be done in an instant.
That's all it takes, is an instant. But you have to give up being right about your reasons for why you're upset. Let's talk about listening, though. See, most of us don't know how to truly listen, where we hold our thought processes in abeyance to hear another person's point of view. But not only to hear it, to take it on fully rather than find exceptions in it.
Our minds work in tangents. We go off to talk to ourselves about little mini subjects. We had such an amazing example of that this past weekend. In our seminar in New York City, we did the Say Yes to Your Life weekend, and it was quite wonderful. And there were a lot of new people there, so we did a demonstration about transformation. That transformation is here. It coexists in this moment, but you don't see it if you're lost in an upset.
You don't see it if you're lost in your thoughts.
You don't experience it when you're trying to change yourself to be a better you.
You don't experience it when you have a preference of how things ought to be, especially when they're not being that way.
So as a demonstration, we held up one of our favorite visual aids. It's the FedEx logo. And encased in the FedEx logo is an arrow, an actual arrow pointing somewhere. And if you've never seen that before, you can get yourself a FedEx and look at it. If you have seen the arrow in the FedEx sign, great, you'll know where to look for it. We've shown this many times and
over many years.
And one of the things that happens is you don't see the arrow in the FedEx sign, which, by the way, exists between the E and the X. It's the white space between the E and the X in the FedEx sign.
But you don't see it until you do. And then it seems to appear out of nowhere.
And it's just a very obvious arrow once you see it.
But, see, we've been trained to read. So our mind goes to the letters.
And reading the letters rather
than the spaces between the letters.
So we showed this during the weekend, and the three individuals who'd never seen this demonstration before stared at it and challenged themselves and looked at it, and suddenly, pretty much simultaneously, the arrow popped out for all of them. And then we were speaking about how this is like transformation. It exists, but you don't experience, see it, know it a moment before you do.
And then when you see it, it's so obvious. And how come I didn't see that before?
And you can see that the potential for it was there all along. Now, this is really about listening. Because what happened was a gentleman named Joe came up and he was very excited. He said, I have seen that demonstration for years, but I never heard you compare it to transformation because I was so busy congratulating myself for having seen the arrow or already knowing where the arrow is or congratulating people for seeing it finally. When you're talking to yourself in the apparent privacy of your thoughts, you're not listening. Most of the time, we like to think, oh, we don't listen when we're upset and we are berating ourselves. But you also don't listen when you agree or congratulate yourself or you're having a conversation about how well you're doing.
Or if you disagree. Most of us are wired to disagree.
That is true.
You know, like if somebody says something, our immediate wiring is to find fault or flaw in what they said. So anyway, see if today, this is the point, by the way, when you listen to this show, see if you can listen and let what people say go in and touch you deeply. You don't have to protect yourself. You don't have to filter what's being said through your, oh, do I know this already?
By the way, when you let things touch you deeply, it sets you up to feel well in an upset world. By the way, today is a live show, so if you're listening live, you can call us if you'd like to join us and speak with us on air. The number is 866-472-5795. 866-472-5795. We have a caller. Let's take our caller, shall we?
Sure. Holly, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi.
Where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling in from Manhattan in New York City.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's been a while since I called to the radio show, so I could feel in myself a little bubbling nervousness of, like, am I going to ask the right question? So it's really nice just having to listen to what you guys just said about the world and the importance of listening. So thank you very much. It helped me.
Well, I think you actually just gave all our listeners a real hint. When you have your attention on yourself and how you're doing, that whole conversation, how am I doing, or worrying about what you're going to say, what you're going to ask, sets you up to not listen, and it also sets you up to be upset. So the moment you notice it, if you start listening, you can bypass that upset cycle altogether.
Yeah, Yeah. There were so many gems that you guys said, but I saw something in myself when you started off talking about the upset that's in our climate, particularly in the United States right now around elections. And I saw how I make rules so I made rules of I won't watch the news, assuming that that's somehow going to prevent me from feeling or seeing an upset. And I think I knew that in other ways, like my personal life too, but I saw it at least there. But those rules are funny because they really haven't prevented me from feeling the climate of my culture and, you know, people being upset about the elections or anything else in the city.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, Holly, because you can actually realize that watching the news is just agitating to you and recognize that you don't want to do that. But the rule, I won't watch the news, which is basically the same action, includes the element of resistance, which is a perfect segue to talk about those three principles of instantaneous transformation. Because if you resist what you're calling and feeling as the aggravating nature of this election cycle, it will persist, it will grow stronger in you, and it'll dominate your life. So
and
now
everybody you meet will talk with you about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So then it's like, uh-oh, I saw a headline on the subway. I heard something in a taxi cab. The rule itself starts cascading into, I won't listen to this, I won't look at that, I won't do this, and pretty soon your life is a succession of no.
Yeah.
So the first principle in instantaneous transformation is anything you resist dominates your life. It sticks around. It gets more. You know. Mm-hmm. So anything you resist persists. The second principle is your life shows up exactly as it does. If you resist how it's showing up, then it will continue and will follow you around and bug you. You'll be more upset. The third principle is anything you see without preference, without judgment, will transform. It will complete itself in an instant. So your life is this unfolding, and you can either resist how it unfolds, which keeps it an unfolding in a very similar way to the way it's been, or you can allow it to be the way it is and move on with your life. And if you allow it to be the way it is, it completes itself, which is hard to understand. See, and that's a problem, because people try to understand these three ideas rather than just see the way they are.
I also think that right now, Holly, this particular squabble between the two major political parties in our country and the two candidates, it's easy for, it doesn't matter if you're on either side or you're on neither side, it's easy for you to project forward to a mythical future of what's going to happen when one candidate wins or the other candidate wins. And you can come up with lots of doomsday scenarios. And that is not particular to this set of circumstances. Our minds are pre-programmed to look for disasters, to try and survive them.
And avoid them. I have a question, though, for you, Holly. That may be my question of the day. I don't know. But what is the benefit of being upset?
I think, being upset, I avoid feeling things.
You avoid what?
I avoid feeling some things. Like, I, in some ways for me, I see my upset as kind of a go-to, something that has lived in me, and it just comes up to the surface, but I think I've recently felt that so much more, but I avoid then feeling joy and love and I don't know. Maybe that's not the answer you were looking for, but that's what I've been seeing in me. That
well, yep. Joy and love seems to have you crying.
I know.
So
because
what about that is moving? We're not looking for an answer. We're wondering what your answer is for you. It's personal to each person. If we jump into something that we consider negative or something that doesn't expand our lives
and takes us out of our current moment of our lives, and there's a benefit in it.
Because our approach is not psychological, like, gee, you're broken, you had this childhood, therefore you go into upset. Our approach is anthropological, which is to get interested in the functionality of a culture. And if you look at yourself as a culture of one who is, by the way, perfect, whole, and complete, if getting upset is something that happens with regularity, there must be a benefit to it, because you're not stupid, you're perfect, and you're not going to keep around something that doesn't have value to you.
So there must be some value in getting upset.
Okay, so this is what I see right now. I see that getting upset, there's been a lot of new opportunities that have been presented to me in a new job offering. And I feel that there are challenges that I'm uncertain of. And so my initial thing is, oh, it's easier for me to be upset than to, in some ways, see that I could do this job easily, without hesitation and without worrying about, you know, people wanting me to have that position or not wanting me, or any conflicts that would come up. So I feel like the upset saves me from, ironically, both my fears and worries, and also a belief that, you know, I don't have to be fearful or worried. Does that make sense?
No.
Well, I'll tell you how it makes sense for me. Let me translate this
please,
to you. What she's talking about is her story of her incapability, and her story that people will want too much from her if she just steps into her brilliance. So it saves her from having to produce and then produce again and then produce again, but it also saves her from confronting the learning curve, and it saves her from her story altogether.
Well, you know what it doesn't save her from?
It doesn't save you from our taking
a break.
Can you come back after the break?
I would love to. Thank you.
Excellent. We'll be back with Holly. There we go. So come on back. And don't miss being here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads, and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter, featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
We have listeners from all over the world,
right?
Of which you are one.
So we want to especially thank our visitors in Honduras, Barbados, Hong Kong, Iceland, Ireland, India, and of course the United States.
That's this week's shout out. Thank you wherever you're listening from. And of course, if you're enjoying the show, you can share it a number of ways. I agree to share the wealth with other people. I hope you will too, because it's really quite wonderful when the world around you can be supported in well-being. And that really is one way to be well in an upset world.
If you can come to any of our courses, they will support you greatly in losing the upset that is so contagious in our world.
Are you listening to this show live? Are you in the New York area? Tonight starts the Speak Up courses. It's this Wednesday, tonight, and the following two Wednesdays. If you'd like to come and you can make it to all three, it is not too late to register. We can make room for you tonight. The next weekend workshop that we are doing in New York City
is The Freedom to Breathe and Art of Being a Healer. And that is December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Speaking of December 2nd, the early registration discount for the Hamburg courses in the spring, the Freedom to Breathe and Practical Enlightenment, which is happening at the end of March and beginning of April, is also December 2nd. So if you're joining us for that, don't miss out. Get yourself a bargain. I love bargains. You still with us, Hall?
I am so with you.
How you doing?
Thank you. I feel awesome. I love, one of the things I love about instantaneous transformation is that instantaneous part. I just want to say thank you so much for all these years of trying to put an experience and feeling into language so that people could hear it, but I've just experienced it through your honest words of saying what's been going on, and I feel just lovely, really lovely. I can't thank you enough.
You know, you're welcome. Thank you for thanking us. And it occurs to me, Holly, that if you are being asked to do new projects, if there are things that you are learning or there are things that are coming into being that haven't been done before, you do not need to have all the answers in order to start. All you need to do is look outside of yourself, ask the next question, do the next piece of it, just it will be obvious, but lots of times people disengage and try to get it all put together before they start, and it never works that way. Engaging with your environment is the way to have well-being and express your brilliance.
And Holly, I know you're starting a new job or have started a new job, but you want to give the people who hired you their due. You know, they didn't hire you because you were a failure and weren't going to be good at this. They hired you because they had lots of different people they could choose from, and they realized that you were the best candidate. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should start realizing that.
You know, if we all take on the perspective of the people around us who love us and trust in us, we'd be far better off than living from inside the story of our limitations.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's beautiful. Yeah. Thanks again, guys. I wanted to shout out that I'm very excited that I'm also attending Speak Up. I'll be there the next three Wednesdays because I just think I'm really looking forward to it. I think it'll just be a wonderful benefit.
Well, I have a suggestion for you then. Okay. I know that Susan Finch and I are leading this amazing course. It's our fourth year doing it. We put together a whole new curriculum. But there's no reason why you can't be there as if you are co-leading and take whatever necessary self-expression that suggests to you. Shia is coming tonight, not because he needs to learn to speak up, but because
he needs to learn not to speak up is more like it.
But you can be sure that he will be co-leading as well. I would step into the full scope of who you are tonight and see where that takes you.
Thank you for that invitation. I will.
Excellent. You. See you tonight.
Great. Great. All right. Thanks again, guys.
You're welcome. We have another caller holding, shall we? Taker, Mary, where are you calling in from today?
I'm actually still in Brooklyn.
Aha, you haven't gone back to Minnesota yet.
I have not. I'll go tonight. So I was here for the weekend and the Monday Night Alive and took the opportunity to call into the show today.
Excellent.
Wow.
What can we do for you, Mary?
I'm going to get as much as I can before this. Now it sounds funny when I say it. I get as much as I can before I go back. And I'm already thinking that I'm going to go back and to lose it.
Yeah, that's the problem. You see, you are under the misconception that the person who came here to do our workshops this past weekend
will be going home.
The same person.
Okay.
You can only imagine your home and any circumstances at home from your experience
of your history.
Mm-hmm. And if you had been living through or standing in your home from the person you are now, you would have recorded it as a different experience. But your expectation that it will be what it was is colored by your story, by your past. Mm-hmm. If you look that we are every day expanding, growing, learning, seeing, just by nature of being on the planet for one more year, there's a whole other one more moment, there's other possibles available to you. And where are you gone? What are you doing?
I just wanted to see what was next.
I think that's the point. Shia just went to see what was next. So I have a feeling that that's what you do. You go off to see what is next as opposed to be here, fully engaged. You're not actually here.
Guilty as charged. I was caught in the act of looking at our schedule.
Which is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. Because that is what you do. You leave here to worry about what's next.
Uh-huh.
So you say you want to stay here to get the most you can, but you're already back in Minnesota in your thoughts.
Yeah. Already thinking about work. And because I know that upset lives in me, and it's on top.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Mary, I beg to differ.
Mm-hmm.
Were you upset when you got on this call?
No, not at all.
Well, then that upset doesn't live in you.
Okay. Upsets, I like that.
Upset could potentially be in your bag of tricks to save you from something. So I want to pose you the same question or a similar question to the one that Shia asked Holly. I'm assuming you were listening earlier in the show.
Yes, it was lovely to hear her.
What does getting upset, what's the benefit? What does it do for you? What does it buy you?
What attention does it get you?
Well, what just flashed in my mind is it slows things down.
That's it, really?
In what way?
Well, it takes my attention off making and promoting and selling my jewelry. And it's almost like it pushes everything a little bit away from me. Keeps things at arm's length. Keeps people. It keeps ideas. Keeps possibilities.
I see that. I do. It saves you from getting your work done.
It saves you from being successful, which would challenge the story you've told yourself most of your life.
Exactly. Yeah. I've never seen it quite like that before.
Good.
You know, I saw it in the supermarket recently. A woman stopped us who was working there, actually stopped us to talk about...
Well, your shoes.
Well, actually, she was saying, I like your shoes, and we said thank you. And then she quickly segued into politics. And she wanted us to have a discussion about who we would vote for as opposed to, and her opinions. And I'm telling you, that upset saved her from having to go
stock the shelves.
It was something that was totally to buy time so she didn't have to do the things that were in front of her.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you something. My experience is whenever I have a project that I don't know how to do or has a creative component to it, it opens the door to inviting situations that I normally just roll with to appear to me as upsetting. And then if you jump into the upset, you don't have to navigate the unknown. You don't have to be in the chaos of creation. And I really like best of all what Shia said to you, which is that you don't have to confront being a success because it would challenge your story.
Yeah.
You know, we're coming on to the holiday cycle. This is a really good time for people to purchase gifts for their family and friends.
And you make lovely jewelry, so they could purchase that. But if you're busy being upset, no two things can occupy the same Mary at the same time. You can be upset, but you won't produce quality jewelry.
And you also will miss opportunities to let people know that you have beautiful items for sale. It's a way for you not to have to succeed.
Yeah. You know, and it just occurred to me now, so interesting that my refusing to succeed is like thumbing my nose at my parents, at my mother.
Yes. Interesting.
I just haven't seen it.
How
like that
long
before.
Has your mother been dead?
Let's see, 16 years.
I love that. You know, because a lot of people think, I'm grown up now, but you can carry on a childish childhood vendetta long past a person's death.
Oh, yeah.
At least 16 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd always flipped it. I'd always seen it the other side, but she wanted me to succeed.
That's right. She wanted the best for you, and you, in order to get her attention, failed.
Well, maybe it could be your holiday or a gift, your Christmas gift in memoriam.
Yeah, give her a gift. Become a success.
That's lovely. I like that. I like that a lot.
Okay, sweetie, we have other callers.
Thank you for calling in today.
Oh, thank you.
Excellent, and safe travels home.
Thank you. Thank you for the workshop and for everything.
You're welcome.
All right. We have Andrea holding. Where are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm great. Where are you today?
I am in California.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You have a question for us?
Yeah, it's completely different from what I thought I was going to ask, but
good question.
It came up from your last kind of interaction with Mary about how her mom always wanted her to be a success, and she chose the opposite. And I think that's something that I've always done or struggled with my mom.
Yes.
And I just kind of saw it when you shared it with Mary. It's always kind of been a sore point with my mom and I in terms of me being more successful, and she's always worried about me being able to be okay and take care of myself and that
right.
sort of thing.
Well, your mom is still alive?
Yes, my mom is still alive.
Well, that's great. Because you could actually be the success. You already are successful at everything you've set out to prove, you know.
Yes, I can do that.
You know, it's interesting that you can actually set your mom to worry about you with comments you make, offhand statements, that some part of you has enjoyed getting her attention, even if it's negative attention. And there's another possibility where instead of getting her attention, you do things to relieve her, or you allow her to experience her success as a parent.
Yeah. That actually is what struck me when you had said, you know, instead of getting her to worry about me, to flip it. And I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what that looks like.
Good.
Well, hold on to that thought.
We're
going through a break.
But we can talk more about it when we come back, okay?
Okay.
Excellent.
Great.
We'll be back with Andrea. So come on back and don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
We've been hearing more and more recently about how reading or listening to our books has made an impact and transformed the quality of people's lives. Our latest book, Practical Enlightenment, has even been used as a teaching tool for transformation in a prison with great success. It's also a great holiday gift to give yourself or your friends. So if you want to know more about the things that we offer, you can go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. And if you're not yet on our email list, sign up. Go get a taste of excellence. If you visit our website and you go to transformationmadeeasy.com/taste of excellence, you'll get a free gift. If you sign up, you'll get videos, an article, question from a subscriber that we've answered. You get a chance to have not only the audio component, but the visual component of us. And of course, I'm backing up to what Shia said earlier. We both wholeheartedly invite you to whatever seminar with us you can make it to. We are thrilled that our Costa Rican adventure is filled this year, that we have 180 participants joining us there. Maybe 2018 will be your time, but you need to come to a weekend seminar with us first.
And I want to say again what Ariel said about our book, Practical Enlightenment, our most recent book. It just won the New York Book Festival Best Book on Spirituality and Religion. It also won the Mom's Choice Book Awards and the Great Northwest Book Awards. So this book is got some acclaim. It also transforms people's lives when they read it or listen to it. So we invite you to give it
as a take
and give it as a Christmas present or a holiday present.
All right. Andrea, are you with us?
I am.
Excellent. So, I wasn't saying this. I talked to Shai about it on the break, but I'm going to say it. I was speaking to our daughter the other day, my stepdaughter, Shia's daughter, and we were having a, you know, lively conversation, and then Shia, she was on speakerphone, and then Shia got on, and he's like, "Hi, how are you?" And she goes, "I'm okay." And it was like, whoa, it changed. It was something she pulled over herself to get attention. But it's not the kind of attention you want.
Right.
It's a habit.
Bad habit.
A really bad habit.
Really bad
yeah.
habit.
In you the, know, in the bad, good thing.
We're not into bad and good, but it really is not a habit that supports well-being in your life.
So I get interested right. in an anthropological sense of how you speak to her, the cadence, the tone, what you're implying. Because, you know, you can go, "I'm fine," or you say, "I'm fine." And you're basically saying the same thing, but it
same
has
words.
Drastically different meaning.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been noticing it after the phone call. When I notice that I'm upset with what she said, I've been wondering, well, what did I do to cause that? And I've been noticing it afterwards. So I have to kind of switch and notice, yeah, like my tone and the words and... Yeah.
I want to go back to Shia's original question to Holly, which is, what is the benefit? Because it used to be that when Shia and I were first writing books and I was less engaged and I was less secure and there was more of a learning curve, we could be in the midst of writing something. I swear to you, I could put out the help me beacon. And from all the way across the country, my mom would call, quote, out of the blue and say something that I could use to upset myself so I didn't have to produce.
I didn't have to confront the unknown of the creative process of writing.
So wow. I wouldn't be surprised if calling your mom or putting out the psychic help call so that she calls you so that you can have a conversation to upset yourself with so that you don't have to do whatever's next might be a convenient habit to keep you from something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to look at that.
Or don't.
Don't look at it.
That
you'll notice it if you start to do it. But working on it will only reinforce it.
By the way, our first book is Working on Yourself Doesn't Work. And I'm
which
telling you, Working on Yourself doesn't work. Yeah.
Because it keeps you forever in a position of being broken.
I'll tell you something else. I know that this is called being, you know, feeling well in an upset world. We do not want to set up the idea that if you're not feeling well, that there's something wrong with you. Because last week I was working in concert with someone and I was potentially going to go forward to work on a project with them. And not feeling well with it was information to me that we were not a perfect fit going forward on this project. But if I judged myself for not feeling well, I would either hide from myself the reality of the situation. I just don't want to set people up to think that you have to feel chipper and cheery all the time rather than get interested in how you're feeling and what it does for you.
Mhm. Yeah. I've noticed that a couple times, or sometimes, like with certain people, I've noticed myself having to be a certain way, which is happy, and then afterwards, I've kind of wondered why I. I don't know how I would describe it, but wow, I was really happy then, but it didn't feel like me, I guess, is what I was saying or trying to say there.
Wait a second.
I'm getting confused.
Somehow, yes, somehow you're spinning a web here, and I might just step into it in that it sounds like you're manipulating the people around you in some way to, you know, I'm drawn to ask the question how your relationship with your husband is when you say that.
That always seems to come up. I don't know. I mean, to me, I feel like we're good, but then it comes up here a lot. So obviously it's not.
Not true. That doesn't mean anything. It just means that I'm drawn to ask that question. Doesn't mean you're not doing well. I'm not the expert, the oracle, who's looking from on high and saying you're not doing well.
But I wouldn't be surprised if how you're communicating today is part of what has your mom be concerned.
And would drive me crazy in the unclarity of it.
Like, I was happy around some people, but then it didn't feel like me, this happiness. I'm like, whoa, I wouldn't know if you came and hung out with me and enjoyed time with me if you were now saying that your happiness was false. I'm not quite sure what you're saying. It just is very confusing.
I guess in certain, and I guess I was talking more about, like, in networking events, I've felt like I've needed to be chipper and happy. And, you know, as opposed to a little more grounded in myself. I don't really feel that way around my husband. I feel like I can be pretty much all, you know, all the spectrums with him. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's more like feeling like I have to be a certain way to promote myself in a networking event or around other
people. Well, you do. You do. You don't want to come off like a ditz.
Right. Okay.
But I think second guessing yourself after what you've done, you did your best, next, you did your best, next. A lot of people spend a lot of time analyzing themselves, and all that does is lead to upset, a cycle of, could I do it better? What did I do wrong? Let me reflect on this, rather than living your life.
Got it. Yeah, I do that.
Good. We have another call, so we've got to go.
We better take her.
Thanks for calling in today.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you both.
You're welcome. All right. Another Andrea.
Hi, this is Andrea speaking.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Where are you today? Nice to hear you. Nice to hear you,
sorry?
Too. Where are you today?
I am in Switzerland, in my studio at work at the moment. So it's very nice.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just enjoyed that conversation you had so much.
Why is that?
A lot of things. One thing that caught me was like that when you said, Ariel, that not judging yourself if you're not feeling well with something, I that was new for me because I usually judge myself when I'm not feeling well with something, even if it's with a person or with myself or in a work situation. And I just loved that not judging myself when I feel not well.
Okay, so did you have a question when you called in?
Not really. But I want to talk about dating. I want to talk about dating.
Okay, well, that's good. I'd like to talk about dating with you.
Yes,
what would like to talk about?
About different things. I was on a call with you yesterday, and we talked about me dating and expanding my business. And I realized that I never thought that it would be possible to be dating and having fun with it and on the same time having the best time in my business and growing it and enjoying my work, because it used to be always like I would be dating or I'd be having fun at work. I always had that
It's perfect because there's a big difference between change and transformation. In change, you might be, I want a boyfriend, and then you focus down on that. And then in a transformational perspective, you recognize that you're ready to date, but it's wide focused. It's about taking care of and being here for all aspects of your life, and including the recognition that you're willing to include a man, rather than focusing down on the childhood goal of having a mate.
Yes,
you go to La La Land when you date. You forget. You forget to be a practical businesswoman as well as a partner, lover, friend, compatriot. You cut out your business acumen and you operate as if all there is having this relationship work. Well, if you don't have your life working in all aspects, your relationships won't work either. So you have to keep your business running, Andre. You can't just drop your students because you have a date.
Yes, I see that now, because the funny thing is, in the last 2 weeks, a student dropped out, and I was like, why is this happening? And I'm so glad we're talking about
Your attention has been on this boyfriend rather than on taking care of your student.
Yes.
Which sets you up to be upset in both areas. You're far better off being brilliant at work as a access way to successful dating.
There you go. Hey, we have a show that is ending
very shortly.
So we have to say goodbye, but thank you for calling in.
Thank you, guys.
You know, and you're welcome. You know, it's perfect. Next week's show is called Dare to be Unimportant. I love it. We're going to be back next week. Hope you'll come back with us. So come on back and don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.